Samachet. You probably didn't learn it yet. This way you'll understand how we got from Samachet to go back to Yud Aleph. We had, last week we were working about the whole Shaila, about the Pira. When a person, when a Ganif, sells an animal that he stole, when does he have to pay Dalvei for the selling? Is it only if Nishtarish Bechet, only if he accomplished what he wanted, or even Shona Bechet? That's by selling. So the Gemara brought down on Samachet Samad Beis, Reb Lozer held that you have to have Nishtarish Bechet. You can only be Chayiv for selling after Yush, because then, after Yush, the buyer is kind of the object with Yush and Shina Rishus, and therefore it's a good sale. How do we know that? Because Dumi Detvich. This is where Reb Lozer got his claw. The Torah puts together selling something after stealing, together with shechting. So just like by shechting a Hani Maisov, when the Ganeth took it and shechted the animal. He didn't do anything else with it. He stole the animal and shechted it. So the Gemara says, Ahani Maisav, he accomplished what he wanted. So the same thing by selling, you also have to accomplish. Now Taisvis, when Taisvis learned the Gemara, when the Rishonim learned Ahani Maisav, so what does it mean by Tvicha, when a Ganav shechts something, what has he really accomplished? So well, obviously he's accomplished that the animal is now dead. He's allowed to eat the animal. It's not Abram and Achai. But in terms of the Ganeth, that's in Yeridea, that's in Hilchos Isser V'Hetter. But in terms of money, in terms of the Ganeva, what did he accomplish by shechting? So Taisvis took on that the Ganeth owns the meat. Not only is the Shechita, you're allowed to eat the meat, that's kosher, but Ahani Maisav means in terms of owning the meat. We have a klal that when you steal something, you don't own it. You have to give it back. So Taisvis says, Mashma, that by shechting, he owns the meat because it's a shinui. So you see, and so everything will be simple. We had a whole sugya we worked on for a long time, that shinui is kaina. When a ganav steals something and he changes it, he owns it because he changed it. So everything would be simple. That's why tvicha is mahani, because the tvicha, the shechting, is also a shinui mais. But the only problem Taisus has a gevaldik ekstira. Reb Lozer himself, and Daf Yud Aleph, it's mashma that Reb Lozer holds like Beis Shammai. If you remember, we brought down a machlokes tanoim, whether shinui is kaina or shinui is not kaina. We've always gone, most tanoim amiroim on shinui kaina. So we sort of didn't go with Beis Shammai shita. But here Taisus is coming along, and Taisus says, in Daf Yud Aleph, we see Reb Lozer seems to hold shinui is not kain. So how could the Gemara, how could Reb Lozer over here say that by when the Ganif stole the animal and shechted it, he accomplished what he wanted, which means l'chor he owns the meat. Why should he own the meat? If you hold like Beis Shammai, that says this, Beis Shammai argues on the klal of shinui kain. So according to Beis Shammai, if you steal something and you change it, you do not own it. So it's a stira between Reb Lozer and Daf Samaches and Reb Lozer and Daf Yud Aleph. That's Taisus Kashya. Yeah.
But Daf Yud Aleph wasn't learning from Mazik?
No, nothing to do with Mazik. Over there, talking about a Ganef, it says by Mazik, it says Shomen. Reb Lozer hold by Ganef and Gazna's Machlokes. We're going to get into that Gemara and Daf Yud Aleph, but just to show you, basically, that's the stira in Taisus.
What's Kashya on Reb Lozer?
The Kashya is here. Reb Lozer seems to say the shinui of tvicha would help that he should own it. And over there in the Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph is mashma that shinui would not help. Shinui is not kaina.
So maybe better it was holding by so.
No, it was the same Reb Lozer in two places. Here Reb Lozer,
we were saying before he holds like Beis Shammai.
From that Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph is mashmi holds like Beis Shammai, the Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph. Here it's mashmi holds like Beis Hillel. He can't, obviously he can't hold it. It's a stira, the same person. But that's the beautiful Kasha Taisus. The same Reb Lozer. Taisus could have maybe said there's two different Reb Lozers, but Taisus does not go with that. Taisus assumes it's the same person. If it's the same person, we have a stira between two Gemaras. Now Taisus, Bekitzer, gives two terutzes. One terutz is that there's, So we've had this, there's a difference between a shinui which comes by itself or a shinui which the ganef himself makes. This Gemara is going, so we're talking about tzvicha. Obviously the ganef himself shefted. So if the ganef shefted, that's a good enough shinui that he owns the meat. Over there in that Gemara is talking about that he himself didn't do it, the animal itself died. That Gemara is talking about even by a keli, stealing a keli and it breaks by itself. So even though there's a shini over there, but it's like a shini de memela. If you recall, we had like Tlev and Asa'aya, we had a whole Torah about a shini that comes by itself. That's Tosis first name, that's right. But our Gemara is talking about a shini b'yadayim, and therefore it's a good shini. The second teretz of Tosis is no. In other words, the first teretz is he's really holding like Beis Hillel. But over there, it's a shvacha shinui because it came by itself. The second teretz in Taisis is really holds like Beis Shammah. First teretz is Beis Hillel. The second teretz is really Reb Loza holds like Beis Shammah. That no shinui really does anything. Shinui is not kain. The ganav does not, still has to, still belongs to the nigzer. But our Gemara over here, when it says Ahani Maisav, it does not mean that the ganef owns the meat. All it means is that he caused the damage. Because once the animal is dead, it certainly is worth less than when it was alive. So therefore, that's what it means, Ahani Maisav. In other words, he hurt the owner. That, but really, the meat he does not own, because Beis Shammai, he holds like Beis Shammai, Shini is not kaina. These are simply the two terutzim, how Tosfos sees that there should not be a stira between the two Gemaras. Okay, now, when you go to that Gemara over there in Yud Aleph, yeah?
How did Tosfos see that there's much more here than ones that have seen at this time?
Because it says the Lashon of the Gemara is Ahani Maisav. When a ganav shechted, his actions helped. Now, helping, Tosfos thought, helping means, as far as stealing, that he's kind of. Tosfos Teretz says, no, you only take it Ahani Maisav, that the animal is now dead and the owner has a loss. So the same thing, when you sell something, in order to be Chayav and Dal Vehe, it has to also be a loss to the owner. In other words, that by Mechira, that the Mechira is Chal, that's how Reb Loza learns out that you have to have, you can only sell after Yush, because there, in order to, if you sold before Yush, you haven't, that owner hasn't lost anything. He can go and take back the object. It's only when the object stays by the buyer, just like when the meat, when the shechs the animal, he's had a loss. The owner, even if he gets the meat back, he would much rather have had a live animal. So what Taisis in second teretz is just changing the Ahani Maisav. What does it mean by Ahani Maisav by Tevicha? But according to the second teretz in Taisis, Reb Loza holds Shinui is not kind at all. According to the first teretz, depends.
This doesn't mean it
works completely. It just means that it's done already. You can't bring it back to life anymore. But you see, Tosfos in his kasha took on a hani means helps to own the meat. Here it means Tosfos Teretz is, that's not what helping means. A hani maisa means it helps that the animal is dead. It's whatever is done already is done.
So what's the din? That he can keep it? Or
no, the din, according to this teretz, in second teretz in Tosfos, you'll have to give the meat back to the gun, to the owner. According to the first teretz in Tosfos, he can keep the meat. According to the second teretz, he cannot keep the meat. It's a big code between the two roots in the Tosfos. Whether he takes his kaina, the meat, the shida. Now, if you look in Daf Yud Aleph, you see that most Amiroim do not pass like Reb Loza. They hold not that way. But first, so we have a machlokes over there in the Gemara, whether in Daf Yud Aleph, Shomin Leganef, Reb Loza himself says, Shomin Leganef Legazef, which is, means, that's what Taish wrote down, Shomin. What does Shomin mean? The simplest Taish of Shomin means is that when a man steals something and it breaks, Shomin, we evaluate the object, the broken stuff, and he gives that back to the owner, and he adds on, he just fills up the rest of the difference. That's where Reb Loza says. Because Reb Loza holds, the shin, there was shinui did not help did not make a kinyan over there. For whatever teretz and taisvus you say. But Reb Lozer holds the shinui did not help for the ganav to own the broken pieces. Therefore, shamin. Shamin means you appraise the broken pieces, which and you give them back to the owner because they're his. The ganav did not own it. So that's pshat shamin. Shamin means you make it easier on the ganav. And you tell the ganav you only have to pay the difference. Why? Because since the shini is not kaina, here it gets very, if you get this down clearly, you'll save yourself a lot of confusion. Again, we're still in Reb Lozer. Reb Lozer says, shamin leganef legaz, which means Reb Lozer's shita is based on the fact the shinui did not help. Either shinui never helps, or a shinui by itself, which is done automatically, doesn't help. But again, since the shinui was not kaina, that's why shamin. We paskin halacha not like a blazer. We paskin ain shaman laganah. And the simplest pshat in ain shaman we're going to see gets very complicated. Exactly what does ain shaman mean? That's going to be the basis of the shir today. What does it mean ain shaman? But first let's understand Reb Lozer before we go. Again, third, to make sure, we're just going to say one interesting ha'ora. And then we're going to get into Ein Shem. Because we paskin not like Reb Lozer. We paskin shinui is kaina. And therefore, we have to understand exactly what does Ein Shem mean. But still, one last point, important point in Reb Lozer, who says, Shamin lagana filagazim, which means he gives back the broken pieces because the shinui didn't help. He gives back the broken pieces to the owner, but from the Gemara's mashmi, he has to pay the difference. Now here is an interesting kash I saw in the Rosh Yeshiva from Beis Medrash Elyon, Zecharei Levracha, Reuven Grozovsky, Zecharei Levracha, from the Gedolei Yisrael of the last generation. Reuven, he asked, a very interesting point. According to Reb Lozer, if shinui is not kaina, so why does he have to even make up the difference? L'chara, he should be able to say, Harei Shelachol Lefanecha. If it's not his, right? He stole an animal, but he stole a beautiful vase. So if he break the vase, then we could say like this, that he's a mazik. If he do it, be a dayin, then we'd understand. He shefts it, that he has to pay for the difference. But the Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph is talking about even if it broke by itself. So if it broke by itself and your whole shinui is not kaina, so it comes out the broken pieces are not his. Whose are they? They're still the owner's. So why should he have to pay the difference? If your whole shinui's not kaina, that means you can give back whatever you want. Yeah, but he didn't make the hezek. Remember, I said that. He didn't do it. It broke by itself.
Well, Chometz, he didn't do it either. But the only reason Rosh can return it is because the hezek is not nikah.
That's because you hold shinui kaina. But if you, that's because if you hold shinui kaina, then he couldn't return it. Because shinui kaina means it becomes his. It would be nikah. That's all of you hold shinui kaina. But if you hold shinui kaina, so who cares? It's not his. And he didn't damage it. It happened by itself. So the hair, a chayr, it should come out, a chap, so to speak. This fellow, he didn't do it, so why should he have to pay the difference?
No, we had to go like Rob. We had the case of breaking the barrel. He said if it was worth more,
well, take it slow. You got to don't, because it's very confusing. L'chara, what you mean to say is maybe al shomer. Remember, he didn't break it by.
Is that
shomer? Oh, so l'chara, we talked. That's remember, we brought down the taisvus. By itself, l'chara, it broke a mailer, right? Yeah. And let's say even by accident, it broke. Even if it broke by accident, so even if he is a shomer, but he's not a, she's not a, she's not chayav on accidents. Even if he's a shomer, the most is he's a shomer.
He goes like Rav. Because Rav says you pay more, you pay anyway, you pay what you sold if it goes down.
Because Rav can hold shinui kaina. Wait, hold on. If you hold that could be because you hold shinui kaina. But if you hold shinui is not kaina, why does he have to hold like Rav? If you hold shinui is not kaina, there's a very fundamental question. He didn't do it on purpose. He's not a shomer, so why should he have to pay for the difference between the dead? Let him give it back. Let him say these broken pieces are yours. So why should I have to pay for the difference? So Reb Reuven Zechariah Levracha says a beautiful teretz. In other words, if the object would be complete, just like he says a big lumbus, just like, let's say, if the object would get lost completely when he has nothing to return, right? So then avada, he has to pay cash, he has to pay money. Why? Because since he's not giving back anything, so the Torah says if you're not giving kasher gozal, you have to pay cash. Because Shilay, remember we said there's another pasuk that says if there's no object around, so then you got to pay money. So Reb Reuven says just like if the object would be not here at all, you would have to pay cash. So he says like this: even though there's some broken pieces around, and he doesn't own it, but the difference between, let's say, a live animal or a dead piece of meat or a vessel, a keli, and broken pieces, he says you look at it like part of it is completely taken away. That the life, or whatever amount, let's say it was worth $100. Now it's worth $10, the broken pieces, because it's broken. So it's like 90% of the 90% of the vessel is lost. It's not around. So therefore, he says like this: even though there's something, he's not kind of the broken pieces, but we look at it, since there's such a big change between when it was alive, or when the keli was in peace, and now that it's only broken pieces, so even the whole one mandiyamol shina is not kaina. He's also meida that there was like a piece is missing.
So he for didn't
that, do it. Good. But anytime a gazlan loses an object, if a gazlan loses an object, he didn't do it either by accident. The thing explodes.
Here.
So this 90% is not here. That's the kiddush.
What can you say by a guy who lost that? What is he going to say to this?
He has to pay money because it's missing. It's not here.
Because he has to pay back the object that he stole.
So here it's like two objects. You had a keli, you had a vessel, and now you have broken pieces. So even though shinu is not kaina, that these broken pieces you don't own, but the vessel is lost, so you have to pay the difference between the vessel and the pieces.
In other words, it was just bad luck for the guy, and it broke when it was his.
Of course, but that's the responsibility he carries. That for whatever's missing, you have to pay up. If there wouldn't be such a big difference, for instance, a marshal, let's say it would be, we're going to explain, let's say an animal gets weaker. An animal gets weaker, and instead of making $100 a day for the owner, it has to work less time, and it's not worth as much. No, even if it's nicker, but he didn't do it. He didn't make the hezek. It changed. A change took place. So this is Rebbe Reuven's svara. If you could still have the same function, if it's basically still the same purpose, so then we look at it that even though in money, even though there's a loss, but since Shinu is not kinda, he can give back the animal and say, listen, here's the same animal. As long as it can plow, I can only plow half a day instead of a whole day, but Shinu ain't a kaina. If you hold Shinu's kaina, so he gets it's a big enough Shinu that the gazlan owns the whole thing, then he'd have to pay a healthy, like an animal that can work a whole day. But if you hold Shinu is not kaina, and it's still basically usable, then he doesn't have to pay a cent. But over here, when something dies completely, the reason I'm mentioning, you find this logic in other achrayim also. But when something is changed completely for the original usage, before it was something you could use, and now it's totally not, you can sell it for food, for animals, but the original use is completely gone. So we picture it like the object got lost. Half the object got lost, and half the object is here.
Why should you be responsible for that? What happened?
Because just like if the whole object would get lost, you'd be responsible. So if a half an object gets lost, so you have to pay the money of the half object. Again, the kasha was, if you hold Shini is not kinda, and he doesn't own the broken pieces, so let him say, this is what I stole, because it's not mine, so if it's not mine, it's yours. The answer is true, it's mine. You can give me back half, but there's the better half, which is gone. For that, there's no hashava. What the Chiddush was saying now for Reuven is that when something dies, when something's broken, we look at it like half is completely gone away, and for that you have to make up cash. And for that part that's still here, for that part, if you hold shinui ena kaina, that the change in the pieces do not become the gazlans, not, so then he can give it back. But just to say, I'm going to give you back broken pieces, there's too much missing over here. That's the lumdus of Reb Ruvin Zatzal.
The case where it's lost.
What's that? Yeah. When it's completely lost, yeah.
He pays for it, and he finds it. Does he get to keep it?
That's a nice child.
Why not? If so,
the owner
if so,
would get it back.
Then you shouldn't have to return the shoes.
He's not paying it. No, you make up a new case.
What?
But it was a toy. It's a neck of toys. You only bought it because they thought they couldn't find it. If later on you find it, it's a nice shiloh. But what is that? Our case is not talking about later on you find it. You're never going to get that back.
Because it's like, because once you pay
it's broken
it,
stuff.
It's like you have these pieces that were lost.
Good, but
so
that's why he has
them.
To pay.
You shouldn't have to give it to the Baal.
No. Then he paid the value. But you're saying here he has to give you the money. The Baal is missing. The Baal has broken pieces. So the Gemara says that the Baal is entitled to get the money back because that's to make up for the lost keli.
Yeah,
so that's a shaila. It's chayzel
b'riyasa or not? Somebody else found it. The guy never paid back. Paid already.
Okay, these are
shaila.
That's not shaila. Those are separate shailas.
What? Definitely go back to the Baal.
Probably would go back to the Baal. It's all a mekach. It's all toys. Toys goes back. It was all based.
All of them. What they do is they'll hide. It's a rare object. They'll hide and then they'll pay for it and then they'll take it.
The person wants to be a chevraman and there's no end to it. But
you can't do that.
Yeah, but the fact that to prevent the person being a chevraman, we don't change the halacha. Yeah, the person wants to be a chevraman, what? It could be as toys. Yes, takonas hashavim. I'm going in minhat Torah. Technically, minhat Torah, you ask me a new shaila. But that has really very little to do with our shaila. What Chiddush of Reb Lozer is that even though he doesn't own the broken pieces, he has to make up for the difference, even though he's not a shomer and even though he's not a mazik. Because we look at it that it's lost. The amount that it was worth before is completely lost. And for that, like he gives it, it's like two hashavas. You're dealing with two, it's like the thing that he stole became subdivided into broken pieces and into the original value. Half is no longer here and half is here. That's the Chiddush of Reb Ruvin. You have to digest it. It's important.
Mm-hmm.
You know how far Kasher Gozel goes. That's the thing. If you hold Shin is not kind, that was the kash. Let him say Kasher Gozel. That was the kash. Let him say this. Yeah, it's beautiful. Your kash, you're making the kasher starker. If Shin is not kind, because it says Mikol Mokum, Asher Gozel Mikol Mokum. So let him give the broken pieces back and say tough luck.
That's not Kasher Gozel.
The Teretz is there was a different gzela. That's the lumdus. The live thing is no longer Kasher Gozel anymore. It's only Kasher Gozel on the materials. But on the life, on the whole structure, on the usage of the object, it's not anymore around. You could divide. This is taka. This is kasher gozal. But look at what's left. What became as far relative to being alive, it's not kasher gozal. In other words, you divide the kasher gozal. This was all just one nakuda. It's good that maybe we spent extra time on it. But let's get now to the basis of the sugya. Is we don't pass like a boss. We pass in shinui kainu. So now the shaila is if we pass kashina kaina and a man steals an object and then it breaks. And we paskin, it would seem most place can take on that again the Ktsai is also the Ktsai Zifa holds that way. We paskin shina de Mamela is also a good shina. Remember the other shira. Even a shina that comes by itself is also called a shina. So now what happens to what does the ganef have to when the ganef goes to pay? What does he have to pay back? Remember, he stole a keli or he stole a live animal and he took it to his property and it died or it broke. Before it was worth $100, now it's worth $10 because it's just broken pieces. What does the ganef have to do? So now, on this we have a big machlokes rishayim. The simplest chiddush, I'll go from, even though it's the opposite, it might sound the opposite way, but to help you understand it even better, there's basically a big machlokes between the Rashbam and on one side and Rashi and Tosfos on the other side. The Rashbam is famous in that Bav Metzia, that Tosfos. The Rashbam learns like this. When we paskin ein shomin leganef legazlin, means to say like this. That only ein shomin, the Rashbam Shita is like this. If the thing, let's say, the $100, the keli which was worth $100, broke, and now it's worth $10, the little pieces, or the animal. Technically, the Goslin owns it. Now, when the Goslin goes to pay back, the Goslin has a choice. It's the Goslin's choice, because he now owns it. Either he can give him $100, but let's say the Goslin wants to give back these $10 worth of broken pieces and add on another $90. The Rashbam says he could do it. Why? Because we have a klal by Nezikin that Yoshev l'rabba is shove kesef kikesef. We have a pasuk Yoshev. Those are you learn from Baba Kama. We have by Nezikin a person call even subin anything that's movable and has a value you can pay back for damages. And the Gemara says that a ganav, there are 24 types of damages. Ganav and Goslin is one of the 24 mazikim, like we mentioned back. So that in that respect, even though Shinui is kaina, even though the ganav owns the broken pieces, the ganav could go back to the owner and say, listen, true, I own them. But it's no worse than if I had animal feed that I could pay you back. I could pay you back with chairs or whatever I wanted. So I want to use those same broken pieces that I stole your object. I want to use it as shove a kesef. So that's what the Rashbam says. So what does Ein Shamin mean? L'chara, you do appraise them? You do appraise the broken pieces? The Rashbam says, when the Gemara says Ein Shamin, does not mean to say, in other words, you can't use those pieces at all. You could use those pieces, but Ein Shamin means that if those pieces went down in price, this is the Rashbam. I'm saying it first because I want to go show you what's this, from the smaller chiddush to a bigger chiddush. So if those pieces were worth $10 at the time it broke, by the time the Goslin goes, there was a deflation, and these same broken pieces are worth $5, so the Goslin says, I want to use this for $10. To me, since at the time that I broke it, was worth $10. The Nigzel says that now it's only worth $5. So on that, since Shinu is Kaina, so he owned it at the time when it was worth $10. At that point, so he's Mechuyiv Fakir. So it's going to come out that he's going to be Mechuyiv since we hold Shinu Kaina, so it went down in his property. So he's going to have to add on $95. He can't give them back now as $10. Because right now, when it went down in price, it was his things that went down in price. So since it was his things that went down in price, he has to pay $95. According to Reb Lozer, who says Shomin, Reb Lozer says Shinu is not Kaina. So since Shinu is not Kaina, so it comes out like this. So it's just like by Mazik. Just like by Mazik. When you break, you look at Kas Nevela, those who remember the Sugya, if the broken things go down, the Nizik suffers the loss. So according to Reb Lozer, the Ganef, he says, only have to pay $90. Because at that time when the breaking took place, at that time it was still worth $10. But we paskin Ein Shomel Ganef. That means since he owns it, so when he goes to pay back, he's only paying $5. He only has $5 worth to use, and he has to make up another 95. This is the way the Rashbam learns. Yeah.
So according to Rashbam, you can pay back all broken pieces if you have enough.
That's right. Okay, technically, according to the later time, you can pay back, but Ein Shamin means in devaluating. If the prices of the broken pieces went up or down, on that Ein Shamin. But the pieces themselves you could pay. Because as long as they have value, you could use it. Yeah, no?
I don't really see a chiddush in that. Because obviously, if the piece went down, it's in your property. So what's the chiddush?
That goof is a chiddush, that Shinu is kaina. So it went down on your property. That's part of the chiddush of Shinu is kaina. You soon see.
According to Reb Lozer, holds Shaman. What does that mean?
Reb Lozer holds like this. Shinu is not kaina. So according to Reb Lozer, just like when you damage an animal. Just like if you go over to somebody's animal and you kill it. And then it was worth 100. Now, then at the time when it died, it was worth $10. And then it's been sitting around and it's only worth $5. So the man only has to pay $90, even though it went down in price further. But since shaman means to say, it's your thing that got worth less, not my thing. So Reb Lozer says the same thing is by Gan of Gaza.
So the Baal will be losing money.
According to Blazer, the Baal will be losing. Now, the Rashi and Taisis say that that's not enough. Ain Shaman goes even further. In Ain Shaman, it's really a double. They go even further. They say Ain Shaman means you cannot use broken pieces to pay. Forget it. Even if it's worth $1 million. Even if the price goes up. It's based on Shinui Kainu. Since he owns the broken pieces, and the Ganif cannot use any bad things. He only has a choice of either, he has to pay cash. If Shinui is Kainu, you must pay cash. That's the Shita of Rashi and Taisus and the Rosh. What? No. Poshit, it's only because Shinui Kainu. Poshit. Simply from the Gemara Daf Tzadik Daled. What? No. What? Okay, he's saying, Lachara, from Meitav you should be able to pay anything. I know. It means from Yoshim, from Shavu Kesef, Yoshim L'Rabbi Subin. The Rashbam above Metzia asks, why is it different than Mazik? That Mazik you could pay anything that's worth money. Why a Gazlan do you have to pay only cash? So on that, they bring down the Yerushalmi and Taisus. They're the extra psukim. They're special, according to Rashi, Taisus, and the Rosh. They're special psukim. That when a ganif, when something happens to the object, it gets lost, or shini kainu, and a gazlan goes to pay, his payment has to be for sure cash. It can't be subin. There's no, it's not one of the mazik, it's not like a mazik. In this, that's how they hold. There's a special psukim. As far as payment is concerned, you have to pay cash. That's right. He has to come with money. The nizik, the Torah did a favor for the nigzol, for the person who's stolen from. He has a right to demand. If you're not giving me the object, it's either object or cash. That's all. Now we have an interest in machlokes between Reb Chaim Brisker and the Chazon Ish. Whether, according to the Shita of Rashi, Taisus, and the Rosh, could he replace the object itself? For instance, he stole a Seiko watch, and then it got lost or got broken. So, according to this Shita, that has special psukim by Geneva, that you can't just give whatever you want, you have to give cash. What about going into the store and buying another Seiko watch? He has a friend in the business, and he'll get it cheaper, and as far as he's concerned, it's worth just as much. Reb Chaim Brisker, take Reb Chaim, it says in Perek Beis, the Gzela, the famous Reb Chaim that we're going to quote later on, he says it helps. And Rashi is mashma, if you look in Rashi, Rashi is Shleiman, Kalim Shleiman, on Daf Yud Aleph. If you look in the Rashi, it does mention, I think, Shleiman. And we had by Tloyim Kidmei Kor Rashi Sheet also over there is you can give back the same animals over there if you give identical. And he goes to Tulsa. But Rashi says, Kalim Shleiman. That's how Rashi learns. Kalim Ma'ulim Vashvarim Shaloi. Give another animal or good Kalim and he keeps it. The Chazonish, what? Awesome. Yeah. But from Taisus himself, one of the Achrenim and Medayik, the Chazon Ish on his side, I didn't see it inside, but they printed Reb Chaim with the Chazon Ish, his Ha'orahs around the side, and the Reb Chaim holds not to it. That according to this Shita, you cannot duplicate, you can't even give the exact same object. You must give cash. Mashma, even if it's the same, that to go make chilukim that far he doesn't go. Mashma, you have to have. It's a nice shaila. Whether it's after subinat. It's a nice shaila. Good, I hear. Even in Reb Chaim you declare the shaila, but good. How far does Reb Chaim mean to say? Is it only shleim? Does it have to be the same thing, or just means that it can't be subin? It can't be. That's going even deeper. This is the shayla. Chazoni says you have to pay daf kikesh. So we have over here a big machlokes rishonim as to what is this klal of ein shum. But so far, it's what? Maybe he's going lahalacha. You have to see the horus. I didn't see it inside. I'm trying to bring it down. So again, we have two shittas. The Rashbam learns ein shamin is talking about the value. You don't appraise the value of the broken pieces, how they were worth at the time of the breaking. The ganef can pay back the broken pieces the way they're worth now. You don't give the ganef a break and evaluate them how they were before. But Rashi and Taisus and the Rashbam hold like the whole ein shamis, we give him no break at all. And we tell him, you have to pay cash, or machlokes, whether you can pay back the same amount. Some achrayim bring a raya that the Rambam holds like the Rashbam. Because the Rambam says clearly in Hilchos Geneva that you could pay metaltalin. He seems to say, he says that ganef would be more like, is like a mazik. And metaltalin could be suvid. Metaltalin doesn't say dafka, the same type of object. So the Rambam seems to hold like the Rashbam lukul. But so far, this is all the klal of ein shomin. So this is based on the principle that shinu kaina. Now we come to a very beautiful chapim. And that from the Gemara, daf tzadik dalet seems to say the way. When you learn daf tzadik dalet, the Gemara seems to say the man the yomer who holds ein shomin has to hold shinu kaina. The Gemara ties them together because if you own it, so the meila then ein shomin. But the Heilige Rambam, there's a Meridike Rambam, the whole Yeshiva Shevel tumbles with this Rambam. If you look in the Rambam paskins Shini Kainim. And the Rambam paskins Ein Shomim. So Lachar, everything's good. But now listen to the Rambam. Gozal Kli V'Shavroi, a man steals and he broke it. Ein Shomim Lo Yabchas, you don't Ein Shomim, El Mishalim Domov, he pays back cash, money, dumb of its value. I mean, it's no steer to the other Rambam. Either or metaltalin. V'akli ha-shover shel gazla. And the broken piece belong to the gazla. Also, so far, so good. Here's where the problem comes in. V'imrotzu ha-bailim litol ha-kli ha-shover. But if the bailim say there's nostalgia, they remember from 100 years ago that was they got. And they want those broken pieces. Noiglon u'mishalem ha-pah. Bailam has a right to go over to the Gazel and say, I demand those pieces. No, but it's a Pella, Shinu Kaina. If Shinu Kaina, and the Gazel is kind of something with Shinu, can the owner go ahead and say, I want it back? What do you mean, done? This is Dini Torah. What do you mean? Mashma Minatara. Minatara doesn't call Shinu Kaina. If Shinu Kaina, that means that the Gazel gets it. The Gazel owns it with Shinu.
They want it back.
What? Here we're not working with Yush anymore. Shinu doesn't need Yush. Papa Pashtas. You're on the right. Well, you might be on the right track, but it's a step further. Poshid, we had a call. Shinu helps without Yush, right? Shinu Maisa. Whenever we had Shinu Maisa, you don't need Yush for that. If the object changes, it changes. So the kash on the Ram is why should the owner be able to get it back?
Why don't I say that those pieces were worth more to them than what was.
You know, good, but the ganav wants it. If I care, if they're worth more, so the ganav, let's say.
The Rambam wants you
to mail us, kind of. Oh, so that's why I started. Parshid, and then first of all, the Rambam's talking about Shavroi also, where it's a Shinu B'Yadayim. So it makes it even worse. Yeah, it's all that, then that's the case. So what exactly Tiknu means? So I didn't speak out. Shizu Takona Hi Labaila. What the Rambam means by Shizu Takona. Poshit, we're going with that chayin. Don't learn it's a drabonin dekedin. They learn if you learn drabonin, it makes it simple. But it's takona means the Torah, touching up what the Torah. So if Shinu is kaina, so why should the bailim be able to get back the shvar? So there's two mahalchim and the achrayim. How to work this out? You shouldn't say, well, the first is really the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah is the Kesef Mishnah Beis Yosef. Not the Beis Yosef, I mean the Magid Mishnah is Gerechen like a Rishon. And what? So every Vahesh say, every time Shini, why is every Shini Kaina? Bechari, if the Baalim wants it, so there's no Vahesh. It's not Kain Shigazal. The Matthias is not Kain Shigazal.
The Kash
is. How could the Rambam first say Ain Shaman? The Rambam says you don't appraise, which we explained is because you're Kaina. And the Rambam says he pays money and he keeps the broken pieces. So what's the Rambam adding? But if the Goslin wants to, if the owner wants to get it back, and get it back. Bechara, I mean, if Bechara seems to be Shini is not Kaina, that's so it's a stira from the beginning of the Rambam to the end of the Rambam. So on that, the Magid Mishnah, it's interesting, says Ulai, he gives a teretz of Ulai, and some Achrayim also say it's like, if the Magid Mishnah said Ulai, so you see that it's not such an easy, it's not so posher to say. Ulai b'shishmoy olam. We'll take a look at it in the Magid Mishnah tonight, Mitzvah Shem. Ulai b'shishmoy olam, which means to say that maybe we're talking about that it was a slight breakage. It wasn't a big shiur. Now this puts us back to other Torah that we had in other shiurim, between a big shiur and a smaller shiur. So you have to learn the Rambam is taka like dafka with a small shiur. That's what the Rambam means. That in other words, that really the object is still usable. He took a vase, emotional, but there was a little chip or a little crack. So it's worth less, but it's not a Shinei Hashem. Because it's not, it's still called Shishmoy Olam. People still call it a Keli. So then the Chaim Esther Kasha says, then the Mon of Shah. If you're going to say it's not a Shinei, let him say, That's the problem. What is the Magid Mishnah answering? That the reason why, if the owner wants to take it back, he could take it back, is because it's not such a big shinui. So if it's not a big shinui, why does the Gals have to pay any cash? Let him say, Reish al Chol Afanecha. So on this, Reb Chaim, I already mentioned once, Reb Chaim Shisod, by Behema Be'ezkina, you'll have to check the other shiur, that Reb Chaim learns that half of a shinui, a small shinui, is not enough to make the Goslin own it, but since it's a little different, it's enough to say that he can't say Arei Shel Chol Afanecha. He has to pay cash.
But can he be used to the mitzvah with it?
According to this, Luis Achara Veheshiv, it still belongs to the owner. According to this, the Veheshiv, he's not. According to Reb Chaim, he won't get the Veheshiv. But it belonged to the owner. But since there was. So he'll have to pay, again, this is similar to the first part of the shear. In other words, where you have to make up money, where you have to add on money for the breakage.
All ration prices hold in this case, can you give back this?
I mean, they seem to say it's shinu kaina mashma that you can keep it. It's only the Rambam is mechadish.
Yeah, the Rashi does only use back cash and original object. This is a slight shinu.
What would be? What would their shita hold in such a case? Yeah. It's a nice shaila. How would it work it out in such a case? But this is Reb Chaim. This is the mahala of Reb Chaim based on the Magid Mishnah, which means it was a small shinui, and a small shinui is not enough. It's still partially. It's not enough. Kain shigot. It's not enough. Different to make him own it, but it's enough that it's not Kain Shigazal, and therefore he has to make up the difference. This is the Mahala of Reb Chaim. Alright, I don't know, I'm not sure we're going to go into this tomorrow. But anyway, still it's not fair because you knocked out. Alright, Mitzvah Hashem, maybe we'll say over there's a very nice Mahala from the Ur Sameach. If you want to look at it yourself, there's another Mahala to the plan for the Rambam. That will leave you.